And welcome to Walmsley Methodist Church this morning. Special welcome to all the members of our uniformed organisations. Lovely to see so many beavers and brownies and guides and cubs. I know you've had a very busy night, some of you, but for those who don't know, the beavers and cubs have been sleeping over here, so they might be a bit weary this morning. Anyway, it's lovely to see you. There will be coffee after the service in the coffee lounge as usual. Welcome also to anybody who's visiting us for the first time and to our friends at Carl's Court who will be listening to the service later. Just one notice to say thank you from Wilmslow Wells for Africa to anybody who came and supported them in any way yesterday at their Super Day. Despite the weather, over 150 people came, and the sum raised will be something over £1,270. So thank you very much for that. And there will be cakes to buy after the service in aid of Wilmslow Wells in exchange for a donation. So please look at the cake stall after the service. And finally, I'd like to welcome Katie, our minister, who will be leading our service this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Really lovely to be with you all this morning, and we're going to begin worshipping God, singing "Let us build a house where all are welcome, all are welcome in this place."
Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. How many of you were up quite late last night? How many people probably didn't get as much sleep as normal? Quite a few over here. And can you tell us, where did you sleep? Where did you sleep? Were you at home in bed?
No.
No? Where were you?
In sleeping bags at Beavers.
Were you in sleeping bags at Beavers? Right. And some of the cubs I saw. I went in there yesterday and what did I see? Where were you sleeping? Yeah?
In tents.
You're sleeping in tents. Fortunately, Bill, it's okay. They're not tents that you have to peg in the ground. They were here without holes banged into the ground. But did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's great. Might hear a little bit later on. Anyway, first thing I want you to do, just to make sure you're awake, is this little prayer. It says, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Is that my knees? From the lobes of your ears to the tip of your nose, from your front, from the back, it's like I've been there, it's like, from the back to the front, God loves you very much. Don't do that again. From the tip of your head to the tips of your toes, from the lobes of your ears to the point of your nose, from your back to your front, God loves us very much. Let's pray. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Creator God, we thank you that you love each and every one of us so very, very much. We thank you that you care for us and want the very best for us. Thank you for giving us a guide on how to live in ways that are best for everyone. Sometimes when we're tired or not thinking, we mess things up and upset people. We're truly sorry. Thank you that you forgive us and we can start afresh each new day. Help us, we pray, to live and walk in the ways of Jesus, to live in the ways of your love. Amen. Now, we're going to have a little quiz. So there are some pieces of paper, because you might not want everybody to write, but perhaps between ones or threes, there's some paper here, and there are some pencils around as well. So if you want to just share some pieces of paper out amongst there, and there's some pencils. I know there's some, have you got pencils down there? Oh, do you want to take those that way? I know there's the guide's pencils there, and there's some brownie pencils in that pot there. And the adults, you're just going to have to remember them all. So, how well do you know your highway code? Your highway code is the things that, the signs that you see on the roads. And the signs that you see on the roads help you. Right, John, shall we have the first one? Now, the signs, I think there's 16 things. But of course, the first one is obvious, so that's not included in your list. Because what do you have to do? What do I have to do when you see that sign?
Stop.
And there's usually a good reason. You have to stop because you have to look and watch if there's anything else coming. Rules help us to keep safe on the road. So number one, what do you think that one means? You might want to, actually probably quite hard to write that one down, but maybe you can think of one word. Do you want to write it down or just hold on to your answer? Some of the signposts that we have are guidance. Right, next one. I have to go through quite quickly. Right, number two. What do you think that might be telling you? Some of these are warnings. Some of them are rules. Right. Number three. And these are where they get a bit tricky. Number three. Number four. And actually, this is quite tricky here because that was number three. This is number four. Number five. Right, ready number six. Number seven. I've lost one. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Number 11. Number 12. Number 13. Number 14, we might have needed to know to take note of. Number 15. Right, that's us. So we had 17 in the end. The one I deleted didn't delete. Okay, who thinks they managed to get all of them? One person thinks they got all of them. Two people. Right, let's have a check. The first one wasn't really a rule, but it was a bit of a warning. What anybody put your hand up if you think you knew what that one was saying?
Split.
Not split, no, let's, yes, sorry, not a diversion, any others? Yeah, well done, narrowing road, the road is warning you, take care, because the road's going to start getting narrower. The next one, what was the next one telling you about, Olivia? Yeah, bendy road, be careful. Like, don't whiz down that hill coming from Stile, because there's a sudden bend. It's warning you, be to take care. Now, what was this one? What do you think this one is?
Coming across the road.
It's not, and this is quite tricky, this one, isn't it? What do you think? Sorry, what did you say then? It's not bikes only. Grin?
Bikes not allowed.
Yeah, bikes not allowed. Often when there's a red circle, it's saying no, bikes not allowed. That might be like going down the M6. You probably shouldn't be on a bike, but bikes not allowed. So what's this one saying?
Only bikes.
Yeah, what do you think?
Only bikes on the road.
it is sort of saying there's warning bikes on the road. There's a cycle route. There's a cycle route, apparently. And this one, well, it says on this one, bikes only. It's a route for bikes only on that one. So no cars trying to squeeze on that bit because it was for bikes only. What about this funny one, yeah? Oh, well done. Give way to oncoming traffic. That's right, give way. Anybody know what that one is? Anybody know? Yes? You're right, that's saying you can go at 70 miles an hour, which is the national speed limit. You can go at full speed there. And this one, what's this one? Any ideas for this one? Yes? Yeah, no entry. Not allowed in on that one. No entry. And what about this one? Yeah?
Motorbikes and cars not allowed.
Well done. Motorbikes and cars not allowed. No, that red circle, not allowed on that bit. And what? Any ideas for this one?
No, not two cars on the road, one-way road.
It's similar, similar. Well done, no overtaking. Well done, no overtaking. And yes?
Well, that's usually on, you know, it goes like that and that.
Yes, that's right. You can't go. You can't think, I'm going along Water Lane and I suddenly decide I want to go the other way. You can't suddenly spin your car around. You have to go. No, you can't do that. It would be dangerous. You especially see it on a dual carriageway. Maybe not the point to suddenly change your mind. And this one, you often see this one outside schools. You have to see. Yeah, yeah. It's very similar to no parking. It's sort of no waiting. Don't stop in your car waiting half an hour for your child to find their PE kit. You can't stop and hang around on that bit there. And what do you think that one is? Yeah?
We don't go up.
Yeah, that's it. Go up just one way. That's right. Yeah, one way only. And this is, yeah, that's it. Yes. Yeah, it's an icy road. It's a warning, isn't it? Icy road. And, yeah, it might be slippy, so be careful. Might be slippy. And what might that one be? Yeah? No? Yes? Yeah, it's steep. Take care. And this one, you know, the blue ones are often positive. Positive signs, and it's saying, yeah?
There's
two ways to go. You can go that way, and you'll go that way, and you'll both come out in the right place. You can go two different ways. Lots of different rules and ideas. And if we didn't have rules on the road, it would be a little bit chaotic, and there might be all sorts of bumps more than there are normally. There rules to keep us safe and all doing the right thing on the roads. Now, can you think of any rules that you have at school? Any school rules that you can think of? Yes? Right, so there's a red area in your school that's a no-go, that you're not allowed to go on. Okay, and that might be for a good reason to keep you safe. Yeah, any other rules at school? Yeah?
Well, we've got three John Rory goes to the same school.
Uh-huh.
And the three golden rules are be respectful.
Be respectful.
Try your best.
Try your best.
Make good choices.
Make good choices. They're three good rules, aren't they? Yes, and what about...
We're not allowed to run down the corridor.
Not running down the corridor. That's really sensible. Somebody might, you might have watched Miranda. There's a program called Miranda. She goes back to her old school and she remembers being told not to run. She thought it was a silly rule and she runs down the corridor and goes flat on her back and falls over. And she'll, ha, that's why we weren't supposed to run, because corridors slippy and we might bump into people. Yeah, no kicking and punching. That's not very nice, is it? So no, not hurting each other. Good manners. Brilliant. Lots of rules. Now, if you were going to start your own country, have your own country, what five rules would you come up with for your country so that people were good and kind and things worked well? Have a chat. You've got 1 minute only, though. There's some sheets here about Moses which, and the Ten Commandments and puzzles and things if we want to do. Is that okay? Right. That's not giving you very long, did it? Sorry, I didn't give you very long there. But let's think, what rules have you got for your country?
That you need to pay what you want.
Right, you need to pay for things that you have, right? Okay, what's the rule for your country?
Parents aren't allowed to tell you what to do.
Parents aren't allowed to tell you what to do. You know, I know we might not like some of the things that parents tell us to do, but it's usually for a good reason. It's usually to keep us safe and usually actually the best thing for us. Right, let's have one over here, Evie. You're only allowed to eat sweets in your country. Very nice, yeah? What's yours?
You can do what you want and you don't have to pay.
You can do like what you want and you don't have to pay. They're not quite the rules that I was thinking of, but okay. Yeah.
Everyone needs to have a console.
Everybody has to have a console, right? Okay, we've got some interesting rules in our country. Sorry? No hunting or poaching. I like that one. That's a good one. Yes? Oh, sorry. You can go to bed really late. Right. There's, and one last one here. You've got three, okay?
Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not be jealous about.
Right, you know what? He's got three really good rules, and they come right from what he's going to read now, because right at the very, near the very beginning of the Bible, and this is about 3,000 years ago, a very, very long time ago, God's people had been rescued from Egypt, where they'd been working as slaves, and they'd traveled across the waters. You might have seen the program where the sea gets parted and they work their way through and they eventually arrive in a new place, a new country to live in, and they haven't got any rules and things aren't going very well, because actually without rules there tends to be lots of fighting and lots of people trying to get their own way and doing the wrong thing. So Moses received 10 rules to share with the people, and we're going to hear those now, so you have to listen very carefully for those rules. Who's going to read our 10 commandments? Thank you.
God said to people of Israel, I am the Lord your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt, where you were slaves. Do not worship any god except me. Do not make idols or bow down and worship them. Do not misuse my name. The seventh day of each week is to be kept holy, a day of rest. Respect your father and your mother. Do not murder. Be faithful in marriage. Do not steal. Do not tell lies about others. Do not be jealous about anything that belongs to someone else.
Well done. Thank you very much. Now, those rules that he gave have actually been rules that have been included in most countries ever since. But we're just going to see a summary of some of them. The rules that he gave were one about respecting God, but also about respecting one another. Can we just see those? And I've used some of the road signs just as a reminder. I'm going to appear. Oh, there we are. First of all, he said there's only one God. So just follow him, because if we follow God, he will show us what to do, and he loves us and cares for us. And then he said, don't go making models of cows or anything else and worshipping them. Because some people thought, actually, they made some cows out of gold and started to worship them as if the cow was in control of everything. It was a very strange thing. So he said, don't bother making things like that to worship. Just follow me. And then he gave some, he said, you know, don't use my name wrongly. You know, there are people who say, I'm going to do this in Jesus' name, because Jesus told me, he said, but don't do bad things using my name badly. Use it in the best way possible. And then lots of things to say, stop. On one day of the week was to rest. God called it the Sabbath day, as a Sunday day to rest. And it's ever so sensible. Today there are lots of books written by people saying, take some rest, take some quiet. Because if we're so busy, we get absolutely exhausted. Then we get poorly. Rest. Have a day of the week. It might not be Sunday for me, but have a day in the week, or try. Have a day, I'm listening to myself say that. Have a day when you rest. So some very sensible things. Sorry about this picture. Respect your mum and dad, or the people who care for you. Because it's usually good advice that they're giving you. I know you wanted to abandon their advice in your country, but it's usually very sensible what they're saying. And then lots of other things to say. Don't do these things. And it wasn't because he's been a killjoy, but actually saying, you know, don't do things that hurt other people. Do things that actually show love and care for one another. Sensible rules. Somebody, you know, 3,000 years ago, they thought those 10 rules were good, and they really liked the idea of rules, but they went a little bit over the top, and they kept on making more and more and more rules. So there were about 600 rules altogether. And it really got a little bit silly, and somebody asked Jesus, which are the most important rules? So we're going to hear that now from Mark chapter 12. Which are the most important rules?
One of the teachers of the law of Moses came up to Jesus and asked him, what is the most important commandment? Jesus answered, the most important one says, people of Israel, you have only one Lord and God. You must love him with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. The second most important commandment says, love others as much as you love yourself. No other commandment is more important than these.
Thank you very much. Love God and love one another. As much as you love and care for yourself, love other people in the same way. I'm going to sing a song now, and it's called Teach Me to Dance. Teach me to move and follow Jesus' love. There are some flags here. There are some instruments. There's some little instruments here for the little ones. There are some tambourines and things in there as well, and some flags. And you can get up and move and dance as we sing this song. Thank you. Well done.
Well done. Love, you're going to pop it back.
I'll take the... Thank you. So Jesus said those rules were good rules, those 10 rules about loving God and loving one another. Said, you know, if you focus on loving God and loving one another, everything else should fall into place. They were about honouring God and honouring people. But people lost sight of why the rules were there. They focused so much on the rules that they forgot about the bit about loving one another and loving each other. And when Jesus visited the temple in Jerusalem, he realised that there were lots of things that had gone quite wrong, that people were actually making a lot of money out of people and being... Might not have liked all the noise. There wasn't a chance to be quiet and pray in the one part of the temple. I'm going to hear that now, a reading from John's Gospel.
Not long before the Jewish festival of Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem. There he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves in the temple. He also saw money changers sitting at their tables, so he took some rope and made a whip. Then he chased everyone out of the temple together with their sheep and cattle. He turned over the tables of the money changers and scattered their coins. Jesus said to the people who'd been selling the doves, "Get those doves out of here. Don't make my father's house a marketplace."
Thank you very much. So what had happened? People used to bring animals into worship, but they couldn't bring their own animals. They were told they weren't good enough, so they had to sell them. And in the temple, there were other animals that they could buy, but they were expensive. And to be able to buy them, you had to change your money first for temple money, and you lost money doing that. And actually Jesus saying, what's this all about? You're supposed to be here to love and worship God. And they were busy making a marketplace out of an area which was the one area that people that weren't from Israel were allowed to worship in. And it wasn't a very good place for worship. Jesus was saying, you've got to get things sorted out. It's a very unusual passage for us because it shows Jesus being quite angry. We're not used to stories about Jesus being angry, because most of the stories tell us about how Jesus loved people and healed people and stood up for people and cared for people. But you know, sometimes it's okay to get angry, sometimes it isn't. I wonder when it might be good to be angry. You know, I imagine, did anybody watch any of the Winter Olympics? Yeah, some amazing things, weren't there? Watching those people ski down these things and do loops and loops and loops and loops before skiing down. Amazing things. But you know, what if you'd worked for 4 years training and you didn't get a medal because the person who did get the medal had cheated? Would you feel angry? I'd feel really, really angry and upset if the person who won the gold medal had actually cheated. Just not right, is it? And if you're playing a game at school, or even with brothers and sisters, and they've cheated, it can make us a bit angry, can't it? I remember Monopoly with my brother. It's not... When people don't play fairly, that can make us angry, can't it? You know, sometimes anger can actually make us change things. It inspires us to change things. You know, often when you buy bananas in the shop, there's a little sticker, and I forgot to show the picture, and a long time ago, some people realized that the people selling the bananas and harvesting the bananas in their country got a tiny amount of money. It was really terrible, the conditions where they worked, and they couldn't afford to send their children to school. And yet the people selling the bananas in this country were getting lots of money. And they were so angry about it and said, we've got to change it. And they set up something called Fair Trade. Has anybody heard of Fair Trade and seen the stickers on things? I know often you have Fair Trade in school. And Fair Trade sticker means that actually the people who are growing the bananas get a proper amount of money for their work, have good conditions to work in, and have enough money to send their children to school and so that they can go to the doctors. So what happened made people angry, and making angry made people change. You know, I have lots of things about plastic. Have you seen all those things about so much plastic in the sea and how there are creatures in the sea that die because of the plastics? Well, that made me angry, and I started to look, well, what are the things that I can change? And you know what I found? I haven't used it yet. Just arrived yesterday. Oops. A bamboo toothbrush. So we don't actually need some things we can swap from plastic to other things. Bamboo, which grows really quickly. And I also found something that replaces cling film, plastic wrapping made of cotton and beeswax. Apparently you can keep washing it, and we'll show you it later. But when we get angry about stuff, it can actually make us change and do good things. Now, I'm going to have a little game, and I'm going to need a couple of volunteers. So just put your hand up first of all. I'm going to have a game of tug of war. Right, so Ian, do you want to bring that up? Put your hand up if you're going to want a game of tug of war. And I'm kind of hoping that a couple of the guides and a couple of the older ones might want to help me on this one. Can I invite, let's see. Right, I'm going to have you two. Yeah. And can I have a couple of the guides? Yeah. Would you mind coming and helping? Yeah, thank you. And yeah, that would be great. Right, can you stand on that side there? There's four on that side. And can I find some volunteers on this side? Right, have you three here? And you here? Right. Oh, right, yes, can you go? And you need to be on that side. Right, you on this side, this side. Oh, just you four. Do you want to sit down for a moment? Now.
Come closer to the middle.
Now, do you think?
Come closer to the middle.
Right, do you want to come closer to this end? Right, do you want to hold on to this bit here? Yeah, do you want to leave go of that bit and hold this bit here? Right. Oh, do you want to hold that bit here? Do you want to let go of that bit there? Now. First of all. Now, first of all, do you think... Now. What do you think about our two teams? Do you not... No, you know, you can. Right, okay, off you go. Yes, you... Let's see if you can hang, get your... Actually, they're disproving me. Ooh. Yeah, I think they've won. But was that fair? Right. Well done. Right. Let me just find a few more volunteers. Okay, we've got a couple more. Right. Let's think at the back there. Yeah. And yes, there. And yes, you want to come out as well. And I'm going to swap you two for that side. Right, yep. Right, you all this side, all this side.
No.
Right, oh, you pull a bit of rope there. If you can manage to get some rope there. Right, over that side. Actually, yes, you can join them. Give them a hand here. So, do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
You do or you don't? Right, off you go. Oops, careful there. Careful. Yeah, I think they've won. Give them a round of applause. Well done. Well done. You did. You had a good try there. Sometimes things aren't very fair. But they did amazingly well, those who had a bit of a bad thing. But, you know, Jesus got angry because things weren't fair. They weren't treating people kindly. And there's one person in the Old Testament called Micah, and Micah did tell us some good advice that Jesus also said. So who's got those words from Micah for us? Or we might not have them. I can't remember. No, I didn't give you those. Going to be on the screen. And if you just want to share in the two bottom rows that are slightly darker, said, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." To do justice, to be just, to not be unfair, and to love kindness. Sometimes it's called love mercy. Love mercy and forgiveness and kindness. And to walk humbly with your God. Not I'm all more important than everybody else, so I don't care about them. To walk humbly and love and care for one another. Now we've got a few pictures here of how people have illustrated those words. I'll just... To act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. There's another one there. It says, seek justice, walk humbly with your God. Another one there. Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. Different ways of illustrating it. Now, I've got some cards at each side and the words, and there's some packs of colours to show out where you're sitting. A bit glossy cards so that the felt tip, it shows out quite nicely. For you to illustrate those words, act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Ian, there's some for the Cubs here. They're, the paper, small paper has those words. While we're giving those out, we're going to sing a hymn about those words. Right. Seated. So you can choose not just to write them, but to illustrate those words. Now, while we're going to, when in a moment we'll be receiving our offering, but we're going to be listening to something unusual while we do. And it might be more familiar with some of the young people than with some of the older people. And we're going to be listening to a song by a grime artist. And I have to say, I don't normally listen to grime music, but this grime artist, and I wonder if any of the teenagers might know who it is, has just won Artist of the Year in the 2017 BBC Music Awards. Recently. And grime artists, apparently normally, they sound quite angry and aggressive, their music, but actually they're often sort of voicing their upset about injustice and difficulties. But this one is by Stormzy, and it's called Blinded by Your Grace. And he talks about the ways in which God has fixed and transformed his life. And after his award, he gave glory to God for what he was doing. Through his words, Stormzy sums up the Christian message. Who we are, whatever our background, whatever we've done, wherever we've headed, whether we find ourselves fulfilled or broken, raring to go or tired and unworthy, God loves us. If we trust God, God will use the gifts and talents we've been given to help us rise from the ashes out of troubles and know reassurance, comfort, and hope again. They're not words that have been written for worship, but they're from his heart of worship, the heart of a young man who's experienced God in times of trouble. It's called Blinded by Your Grace. And our offering will be received as we listen. Gracious God, we know that life sometimes is challenging and unjust. We thank you for your wisdom and your teaching and the encouragement to live by your ways of love and justice and mercy. We thank you for your grace at work in our lives. And we ask your blessing upon these gifts and upon our lives as we seek to walk in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. There is a simple prayer to close, and some of the children will have this card. And it's got a picture of your hand. And if you've finished your card and you want to, and you can fit your hand on the other side, you can maybe draw around your hand. But it says for your thumb, with your thumb that's the nearest to you, you pray for your family and friends who are close to you. With our next finger, we pray for those who point and guide us in the right direction. With our third finger, we pray for, it's the tallest finger, we pray for those who are in authority, the leaders of countries. With our next finger, which is often our weakest finger, we're invited to pray for those who are feeling weak and are facing injustice and challenges. And the little finger, we pray for me. So if you want to, those of you who got a card, if you want, you can draw around your hand or write on the hand the names of people that you want to pray for. But I just invite everybody else to join me in a prayer. Gracious God, we pray for our family and our friends, those who are closest to us. We hold them before you and ask your blessing upon each one of them, with the different challenges that they may be facing. We thank you for those who lead the way. We thank you for teachers and leaders. And we ask your blessing upon them in their work. And we thank you for Jesus, who points us in the right direction, inviting us to live in the way of love. We pray for the leaders of the nations. We particularly pray for all of those leaders involved in trying to find ways of peace in Syria. We pray for all those who are in authority, that they might govern and rule with justice and with love, with concern for all. We pray for those who are feeling weak at the moment. We pray for those who have no voice. We pray for those for whom life seems really difficult at the moment. And we ask that we might know how to reach out and support those in need. And finally, we pray for ourselves, that we might be able to stand strong, to do what is right, to look out for the needs of others, to love and serve in your name. We offer you these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to join together in a prayer that's on the screen, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Going to sing our final song. It's probably not the one for the tambourines, but there are flags if you want to sing using the flags, or if you want to keep colouring and using your prayer hand, you're welcome to do so. We sing From Heaven You Came. Yes, go on, go take the flag. The one that I skipped, do you want to just play it after the blessing? Thank you. Oh. Came helpless babe, entered our world so
you know you've missed it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we can end with that then.
Okay.
Yeah, because yeah, sorry, because I want to miss him out. Yes, we'll end with that. Oh, you've got one. Who is a God, a seven King? To hear some final words before we give the flag. Some final words. Oh, I forgot.
But I am giving you a new command. You must love each other just as I have loved you. If you love each other, everyone will know that you are my disciples.
Thank you. Love God and love one another. Right, do you want to gather round and we're breaking the flags? If you can reach the flag. Hold on to it. There we go. Thank you. Going to turn around. I hope that you have, especially those who've stayed all night, especially the adults, I hope you can have a 40 winks and a relaxing afternoon. It's been a joy to have you with us. May you go with the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is what I want the world to see. You is your love.